Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, a very long, month-long break. Much needed, wasn't it?
It came at a good time, Kelly, no doubt. You know, we talked a lot before the holiday break about, you know, going 9 straight weeks. Then we had the week off, you know, the big series against North Dakota. So it came at a good time. We were certainly a little banged up, and lots of players that were playing with some you know, fairly significant injuries. But, you know, it's everybody realized that's part of the game. But certainly the break came at a great time. It seemed like an awful long time. So it was awful nice to get everybody back here on the 31st. And it's pretty cool that we're playing tonight.
It's kind of an odd situation with the midweek series. How did this all evolve?
Well, the original schedule had Lindenwood playing here Friday, Saturday, which is traditional. They were playing Mankato the weekend before, and so they had inquired about maybe playing Thursday, Friday, and then they asked Mankato about maybe playing Sunday, Monday to shorten their trip up. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's over the holidays. The school issue was not in play. And then Tracy came to us and asked us about, you know, possibly playing Wednesday, Thursday because of the looking at playing basketball here at the Sanford Center. So when I asked Scott, he was all for it. He said, "Hey, that's great. We'll play Wednesday, Thursday, and shorten our trip up even more by a day." And, you know, they're like a lot of schools. You know, you're always looking at the budget, and this is an opportunity for them to save money and one less night in a hotel. So it just worked out. You know, we're going to play on a Wednesday and Thursday, you know, it's unique, but who knows? We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll get a big crowd.
It certainly would be nice, that's for sure. I know, looking back at your first half of this season, your team pretty much kept going from where they left off at the end of the 2014-15 season. 13 wins in the first half, that's the most ever by a Beaver women's hockey team. You guys hopefully are going to continue that here in the second half, but a grueling first half for your team. I know we talked a little bit about that break needed, but the second half, a little bit easier, but do you think it's going to be easier?
Well, easier in terms of travel, but certainly not easier. And you know, you look at, you know, after the Lindenwood, we've got Wisconsin, we go to Duluth, we have Minnesota. So, you know, those are six games against, you know, three of the traditional powerhouses in women's college hockey. So, you know, the WCHA, Kelly, you know, it's a very challenging league. So it doesn't matter who you're playing or where you're playing. It's going to be a battle. So we, you know, obviously, once we get going in the WCHA portion of it, it's going to be a grind. But first and foremost is Lindenwood, and obviously it's tonight's game. That's what our focus is on. It's going to be interesting in the fact we haven't played in a month. You know, I don't expect us to be really crisp and hitting on all cylinders. But like I told them, we can certainly go out there and work hard. And if we have that as our foundation, you know, I think we can fight through that and get better as the game goes on.
Another exciting thing for your team is you've got two players that have been part of their national squad. Stephanie Anderson returning from Team USA's winter camp. As she did the last time she was with Team USA, she came back flying up and down the ice. Do you expect a lot of the same?
Oh, I hope so. I told her she's, you know, she can be a difference maker. You know, she plays at such a high pace. And the big thing for her is just to have confidence with the puck. And I told her, you know, if they're standing up, just chip it and go hard to the net. If she takes the puck to the net and her line mates go to the net, she can create a lot of chaos. And you know, I think the important thing for all of us is just to get back into the groove. And I think after the first 2-3 shifts, everybody will be just fine.
Ivana Bilic is your other player. Obviously, will be missed tonight and tomorrow night with your team, but she is with Team Canada, and sounds like they're playing for the gold at the Nations Cup tomorrow against Finland. How exciting is that for your team?
Well, it's great. It's certainly tremendously exciting for Eve that you know, that she has this opportunity. Now she's playing in an international tournament, and they're playing for a gold medal. So, just looking at some of the pregame, I know she's or the exhibition games, you know, the pre-tournament, I know she scored a goal. So I you know, I'm sure she's playing her typical outstanding hockey, and just great that she has an opportunity to play for a gold medal tomorrow.
Last year against Lindenwood, going back to your series here this week, BSU ended up losing that first game. Obviously, it was after another break. How do you get your team pumped up and hope that doesn't happen again?
Well, you know, the biggest difference is that was after a 13.5-hour bus ride, and you know, going down on Wednesday, and you know, it was just you know, credit Lindenwood. Their goalie played well, and we just weren't real sharp. I think we changed a lot of the lineup the next day, and things worked out pretty good. So different team, different year. Obviously, we're at home. This group is really excited to get back after it. And like I said, it might not be at the same level in terms of where we were at, but I think we can make a good show for ourselves tonight.
Lindenwood's a little dinged up. I saw their lineup for tonight. They are minus two defensemen and a forward, it looks like, from their roster. I know when I talked to their coach, he said they did get a little dinged up against Mankato. How do you think that will come into play against you guys tonight?
You know what? They have an outstanding goalie. You know, I know it starts there. She's certainly capable of shutting out anybody, and whether or not she's playing tonight, I have no idea. I would anticipate she is. So, it's all about our team. I can't worry about what he's going to do, how he's going to run his lines. We're just going to go out there with our lineup and see what we can do.
With Ivana out of the lineup, I see Natalie Stanwood in alongside Alexis Joyce. What do you hope to see out of Nat?
Woody's looked great since coming back. She almost looked like a different player, just playing with a lot of confidence, has a smile on her face. And you know, her strengths is her skating ability. And I just wanted to go out there and play her game. You know, AJ obviously is just a sophomore, but she's a veteran. I mean, she's played a tremendous amount of hockey in a lot of key spots. So just give Natalie someone to play with like that. I think that'll help her. So I think she'll do just fine.
And you got Tegan Rose back in the lineup, a senior alongside Carly Essie. What do you expect out of Tegan?
I think Tegan will do fine. You know, again, she was recruited to play defense. That's what she wanted to play. This was an opportunity with Eve being out, and Lisa couldn't get back till January 4th. So just an opportunity. She's, you know, again, she was on the ice playing. I put her back on D right away on the 31st, and she's excited. This is the position she wants to play, and she has an opportunity, so I know she's looking forward to it.
Quickly, what's it going to take to win tonight?
Well, I think it's really important that we try to take their goalie's eyes away. You know, we talk a lot about that, but in this case, I think it's just vital that we create some traffic, we get some screens, look for some rebounds. If we can get a bunch of greasy, dirty goals, I'd take it, Kelly. I mean, that's the type of game that we may need to play. But other than that, we just got to get up and down the ice. I think our speed could give them. Give them some trouble if we're playing at that level. If we can move our feet and get the puck moving, that'll certainly help. And I think we can puck possess. In other words, I think we can get the puck in the offensive zone, and I think we can make them work hard. And if we can do that, hopefully that'll wear them out.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you very much.